With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. More homeowners are facing water damage from inside their homes.
Basically, one in 50 homeowners every year will file a water claim.
Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism has more details on what's behind a surge in claims. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been sentenced to 47 months in prison, far less than prosecutors had sought, for dodging taxes on more than $16 million in income and committing bank fraud. Manafort faces a second sentencing next week in Washington after pleading guilty to two counts of conspiracy against the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct justice. He had agreed to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. But last month, a judge ruled he had lied to investigators in violation of that plea agreement. The Trump administration is vetting a proposal that would require hospitals and other health care providers to publicly disclose secret prices negotiated with insurers. Public rate disclosures would give patients information about the cost of health care services. The hope is such disclosures would lead to lower copays and deductibles, but it's expected to face opposition and possible legal challenges from hospitals and insurers. Facebook has announced plans to expand services into private messaging, payments, and e-commerce, areas many observers noticed that WeChat, the Chinese social networking giant, has already built out. WeChat began as a messaging service, but now users can do everything from shopping to ordering food while on the same platform. The service now has more than a billion users. Philadelphia has become the first major U.S. city to ban cashless stores, as several cities and states consider similar moves. Advocates say refusing to accept cash isn't fair to consumers without credit or debit cards. Businesses in favor of cashless stores say they improve efficiency and safety for employees. Philadelphia's new law requires most retail stores to accept cash beginning in July. Friday brings the latest jobs report, plus a speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Still to come, why more homeowners are reporting water damage from internal leaks. The latest data from the insurance industry shows more homeowners are facing water damage from internal leaks. In fact, they're rising while other types of insurance claims, including for fire damage, have fallen. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism. Leslie, I'm sure this news is surprising for many, and an expert you spoke with got to the heart of that. This isn't the sort of damage that really catches the headlines like natural disasters do.
That's correct. You think of those wildfires in California, and those are creating a lot of claims, and those wildfires may be devastating enough that they will halt a decline in the rate of fires. However, water claims have been going up and up and up and are much more frequent than our fire claims.
So how much are we seeing the numbers rise for water claims for internal damage?
Going back to the early 2000s, water claims were coming in at a rate of 1.44% of policyholders, of homeowners' policies, and is now up to 2.05%. So 2.05% means basically 1 in 50 homeowners every year will file a water claim.
Is there a particular area of the United States that's being more impacted by this?
No, it's really all across America. And I'll note, this is not water from hurricane storm surge or rivers overflowing, because that kind of flooding from outside has been excluded from standard homeowners policies since the 1960s. So we are talking a lot of developments in regards to home construction and the types of appliances that are in people's homes and where they're located and how that's all been creeping up in recent decades. And that's where the water damage is coming from within the houses.
And let's talk more about that and the major culprits here. Is it mostly old housing stock and outdated equipment? Where are we seeing most of these problems occurring?
Yes. One reason that we're getting more water claims is that we just have increasingly a lot of older homes where people live. So you think of the post-World War II boom and the 50s and the 60s, a tremendous amount of houses were built. Then we've gone through booms in the 1980s. More recently, we had the tremendous housing boom during the real estate bubble preceding the financial crisis of 2008. So those houses built in the early 2000s are now anywhere from, say, 10 to nearly 20 years old, really. A lot of the problems start when homes are about 16 years old, the research shows. You start to have some of the important water-based appliances can start to go bad. Water heaters can start to go. Your washing machine hoses, your dishwasher hoses, just any number of appliances can start to have problems. So a lot of it has to do with older housing stock. And then there's also just trends in how we want to live our lives. So many of us now want our washing machines up on a second story near the master bedroom, say. And so when one of those washing machine hoses goes, that potentially can damage floors, have ceiling water damage, just a lot of expense there. Whereas in the old days, 30 or 40 years ago, most of us had our washing machines in the basement or our first floor. So there was going to be more contained damage. We also have a lot more bathrooms in homes these days, so it's just more opportunity for problems, and there are just any number of other new water-based appliances that people are starting to have.
So you've highlighted some of those appliances that could be the source of the problem. There's also a helpful graphic that ran alongside your piece in the Wall Street Journal that talks about some of the solutions here. Can you tell us about some of the places homeowners can check to make sure they're not experiencing any potential damage?
Anywhere water flows through your house, just take a look. In fact, in preparing for this story, I went into my basement and was kind of alarmed at how old my valves were, the shut-off, turn-on shut-off valves for the water coming into the house. So in the course of doing the story, I've had those replaced. There was a small leak in an old bathroom, in a sink, and in the tub. These were like 50-year-old bathtub and a 50-year-old sink. So I've gotten a new vanity with a brand new equipment, and I replaced the some of the stuff in the bathtub. That's what you're looking for. Just look for things that look old. Plumbing equipment is not meant to last a lifetime. So, you know, usually a couple hundred dollars, each of those repairs cost me a couple hundred dollars. So you can get a plumber out or take a look and spend the money, but save yourself a nightmare. Another thing that I've been told is a piece of advice. Consider shutting off your water valve whenever you're out of your house for any extended period of time. If you're going away for the weekend, turn it off. Because if the water is not coming in your house, you're not going to have a flood in your house.
Some good tips there. Leslie, from the insurance perspective, are there steps insurers are taking to deal with this surge in claims from internal water damage?
They're putting more materials on their websites and just trying to get the word out. Some of them also are exploring or running pilot programs with water sensors or other devices that can detect abnormal water flow in a home. USAA, for instance, has about 6,000 of its members right now that are testing sensors. You know, like these will be sensors you'd put one maybe near your water heater, one under your kitchen sink, under a bathroom sink. So USAA is trying to figure out if it may be worth its while to recommend these on a large scale. Some insurance companies, especially the real high-end ones, will even install them in their well-to-do clients' homes. I interviewed one homeowner who had had a very large claim with Chubb, and Chubb had paid to install the system to avoid a repeat.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism joining us in our studio in New York. Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.